Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
How about the NBA Finals last night?
Hello there.
Game one. All we heard for days, and I mean days, by the way, felt more like weeks, but it was days, leading up to the start of the NBA Finals was that Oklahoma City was way better than Indiana and that this would be at the longest a five-game series, but there was a good chance the Thunder would sweep. You look at the markets on futures for the series pricing for this set. It was all Oklahoma City all the time. And with one game down, the Pacers are up 1-0. Danny, they did not lead all night. They had no business winning that game. But they did what they've done throughout the postseason. They have come back from large deficits. They have out-executed at the end of games. They have been ultra-efficient in the biggest moments. And it seems to always be Tyrese Haliburton, who didn't score 20 points, who wasn't a factor offensively, shooting the ball most of the night. But when the game was on the line, as he's done throughout these playoffs in a way that maybe I've never seen before in terms of one heater in succession round after round, a guy that's this hot in the clutch for this long in a postseason, he's now hit four game-tying or go-ahead shots in the final 5 seconds of a game in these playoffs. And last night, he gives the Pacers their first lead and a win with 0.3 seconds to go.
Gildas Alexander spins, pulls up, jumper. Off the mark, won't go. Rebound, Nesmith. The Pacers with a chance to win it. 5 seconds, no fouls to give. Haliburton looking. Haliburton driving, pulls off, jump shot. It's good! It's good! With 0.3 seconds remaining. Timeout, OKC. Tyrese Haliburton does it again. Their first lead of the game.
It's not very often as you're watching live sport, particularly at the championship level, that you cannot believe what just happened. Darris and I were getting ready to record with Toby for Bustin' Loose Baseball, our Nats pod. We put out a new episode today. And we're sitting there on a Zoom, and Darris is like 15 seconds ahead of me. And Darris like grabs the top of his head. He tried to be nice. He tried not to say anything. But I knew something was up.
Yeah, something's afoot.
His mouth just falls onto the floor. And he didn't say a word. He just kind of kept staring with his eyes as big as the pond that I'm looking at here at Meadow Farms Golf Course. And sure enough, 10 seconds later, I'm going, no way. Is SGA going to miss this? Okay, check. Are the Pacers going to get the rebound? Oh, my God, they did. All right, there's 6 seconds left. They're coming across the timeline. Wait, this isn't going to be Haliburton. Unfathomable.
Yeah.
Like, this is why we sport. What an insane month this guy's having. Has anybody ever had a stretch like this in the clutch, ever?
I can't think of it like, I mean, this is Jordan level. I'm not saying that he's Jordan, but like when you're tied in a half-court game down the stretch, there's a limited number of seconds left, you give it to 23, he buries a bucket, and then you go home. I mean, that's kind of what we're talking about. Indiana, you already said it very well, but I want to hammer this home, had no business winning that basketball game. Probably same was true in one of those Knicks games where they came back from double-digit points down with like 90 seconds to go, 9 down here with under 3 minutes to go. Just kept chipping away, finished the game on a 9-0 run. But they turned it over 25 times. Oklahoma City turned it over 7 times in the game last night. I already know who won. You know, don't bother with anything else. Oklahoma City did the Oklahoma City thing. They turned them over
a bunch,
ran out. They won. They won by double digits, right? Right?
19 of those turnovers were in one half. They turned the ball over 19 times in the first half.
Insane.
Somehow, I don't know how, the Thunder only scored 9 points off those 19 turnovers. But, yeah, I mean, everything you look at, Danny, it's like an NFL game where the box score says you turned it over 0, the opponent turned it over 5 times.
Well, like that Washington-Philadelphia game where they turned it over 5 times in one. You go, that's not possible. Well, we saw it.
Here's what the Pacers have done the whole playoffs, though. I wish I had a compilation of all of these stats, because I know after so many of these come from behind, Halliburton crazy wins, we've had numbers like this that I've thrown out there. But the one from last night is that prior to last night, teams in the NBA Finals that were trailing by 7 or more points with 3 minutes left in the game. All right, so pretty simple math there. 3 to go, down by 7 or more. Teams were 0-122. Enter the Pacers, who are 1-122 in this situation now on behalf of everybody else in basketball.
Just insane.
With their win.
But like, so much
how many stats like that have we
yeah.
seen where it's like teams were 1-673 in this situation?
And now
if you
two,
add all those things up when it's done, like what are the odds of this run for them? I mean, any one of these odds happens once in a lifetime. I mean, we're going to be able to look at one of those crazy numbers where, based on the comeback to win that game and that game, the likeliness of winning all these games was, and it's going to be like 1 in a million or something crazy. I mean, this is a just surreal stretch.
It shouldn't be happening, and yet it is. Sports undefeated. Thank goodness for them. Now, I don't know what that means for this series. Again, Oklahoma City is still the better team as far as I'm concerned. But I am done, and I'm the egg on my face. I said, Toby asked me yesterday off air. We were in the press box last night at Nats Park, just chatting about it. And I was like, I still think it's Oklahoma City in 5, just because they're so good, they're so talented, they can beat you in so many different ways. Defensively, they're excellent. They're going to turn you over. It's just going to happen. They feel inevitable to me. And sure enough, well, you got to win 4 straight now to make that come true. I have underestimated Indiana in every single series. Maybe not the one against the Knicks. I thought they were going to win that series, but I thought it would go 7 and it might take something miraculous. I didn't think they'd beat the Cavaliers. I wasn't sure they'd get out of the first round. And yet here they are up 1-0 in the finals, because even in game, I think people kind of go, okay, they're done, right? Just like the Undertaker, they keep getting up. Whatever, Jason from Friday the 13th, you cannot bury that group. It's somebody's making the big shot to cut it to 5. Someone's making the big shot or the big stop, the big defensive play on a rotation. Somebody does something every time to give Halliburton a chance to make that clutch bucket. I mean, last night, Halliburton, you touched on it, wasn't really the offensive focus. They moved him off the ball a little bit. Oklahoma City wasn't really sure what to do about that. Other guys were getting really good looks, and they were pretty efficient for Obi Toppin and Miles Turner, and Nesmith had a couple of buckets too. All of a sudden, then at the end, though, all right, it's one-on-one time. It's Halliburton time, right? As he's going to do something heroic, and you already knew it. What a group. So, so impressive to be able to overcome that. Again, I still think Oklahoma City wins it, but I'm done telling you that it's just a matter of time. Because the Pacers are the cardiac kids, man.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So respectfully, and I think what you're doing is probably smarter, by saying you're done counting out the Pacers, I will continue to. If they win again in the next two and they go up 2-1, then I'll join you. But I think this could still end in five. I now think it goes six. I had a ticket for the Thunder in five that's probably cooked because I think they get one at home because I think the atmosphere is going to be unbelievable. And it's going to be probably 2-2 through four, and then maybe the Thunder roll after that. But Oklahoma City, just as an example, Danny's an 11-point favorite in game two.
Mm-hmm.
That is a massive line, 11 points. And you would say, well, that's insane. That's ridiculous. The Pacers are plus 430 on the money line. I mean, that is a long odds game. That's like a 13 beating a 4, basically, in the NCAA tournament or something. You're going, well, what are they thinking? Well, they watched the game. I mean, the Thunder were decidedly better. They were up by enough with 3 minutes to go that it could have easily been a 16-17 point win if they executed in the final couple of minutes, and instead they lost. So I'm not betting that game, but I actually would lean toward them winning by 11 or more, because the other thing is, in addition to the Thunder having the best, you know, margin of victory this season and throughout the playoffs, they've beaten teams by 40 and 30, and you know, their games don't link one to the next. You know, there's right. No real, oh, well, this game was tight. Like, they'll blow someone out by 34, and then the next game comes down to the wire. So I could definitely just see Chet Holmgren, who's poured in 20-plus in the last round three times and didn't particularly shoot it well in game one, having 25 points and being the number three guy in the rotation, and SGA going for 37 again, and they win by 16 or something. I think they roll still. I'm going to count out the Pacers, but my goodness, I mean, have they made me and everybody else look so foolish every step of the way? Speaking of fools, though, I don't know if you saw this. This is crazy. Imagine being a Pacers fan in Indiana.
Yes.
Watching the NBA Finals on your local network's coverage, right, the equivalent of ABC there, and you're watching the Finals, and your beloved Pacers are hard charging and coming back, Danny. They're giving you everything they got. They've got the basketball off of a rebound. They're coming across the timeline down a point. If they hit a basket, they win the game. And then the local affiliate cuts to a commercial. That happened last night in Fort Wayne, Indiana, game one of the Finals, and the audience missed the Tyrese Halliburton shot. Listen to this audio of this TV station.
His three-point lead. SGA to drive inside. Shot blocked. Siakam throws it back.
Next on 21 Alive News, the man who was brutally beaten at Pike's Pub last week has come forward. Hear what he wants to have happen now. Also tonight, a big night for Pacer fans as Indiana is in the NBA Finals. We'll show you a local business who has seen a boost from the Yes Sirs.
And we could see a little fog overnight tonight. We'll have the very latest forecast coming up in a few minutes.
Thanks for staying up with us. I'm Amara Boss. Fort Wayne's most watched news start.
SGA guarded by Newmar.
Oh, my God.
Is it a big night for Pacer fans?
Oh, my goodness.
Now, I'm not laughing at the terrible story about the guy, because the timing of my laugh wasn't great. Like, it sounds like someone was beaten, and that's not funny. But
you mean the man that was beaten in Pike's Pub?
In Pike's Pub. The fact that I know about Pike's Pub, with 30 seconds left in the NBA championship round game.
The amount of anger.
Insane.
There's no measure. I would have wanted heads on platters, bro.
Like, can you imagine? The Washington Wizards, don't laugh. The Washington Wizards are playing game one of the NBA Finals. It's not funny. Just imagine that. And WJLA, coming up at News 7.
Right. Scott Abraham will have more on the Wizards' unlikely run to the finals.
A big night for Wizards fans. We'll break it all down for people at watch parties. And there's a traffic violation from speed cameras, which suck. More after the game.
My guy is Jim Loke. Jim Loke comes on to start telling me what he's going to be talking about on the final five or whatever. while I'm trying to watch Alex Saar and the boys take game one in Oklahoma City, we're going to have big, big issues.
We'll have a problem, yeah.
I mean, get away from me right now. The man at Pike's Pub who got beaten down, and I feel bad for him.
It sucks for that guy.
Wait till you hear what he's asking for. Probably money in a lawsuit. Next story. Back to the game. Pacers fans are excited to watch the game, not you. Put the game back on immediately.
The game.
And they're teasing the Pacers game. Like, how does that happen?
A big night for Pacer fans.
Does someone hit the wrong button?
It has to be
that. Does someone plug the wrong wire in? Like, what leads to that?
Got to be a button. So I don't know. I want to be so clear. I know nothing. Just to be so crystal clear, I know zero. I feel like there are things in our like our automated system, our board or whatever, that are like, this thing plays at 258 unless you do something about it, right? I think it's one of those situations where at, I don't know what time of night it was, at 10:54 to tease the 11 o'clock news, this is going to air on the station unless someone just sits there and goes, no, don't do that or don't play. Right? Instead of like automatically, like instead of like feeding something in manually, reel to reel, I think someone just fell asleep at the wheel and like this, you know, the game doesn't go according to normal schedule, right? The game goes as the game goes, right? The commercial breaks at a certain time and it went longer than maybe you thought, whatever. I think someone just fell asleep at the wheel and put on that trailer that they recorded for the dumb news that night.
So the automated nature's a possibility, but I wouldn't think something would be automated to just take over the station no matter what. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think there's anything on our radio station where something just plays regardless of what is on at any given moment. That one's tough for me. Some person somewhere sitting in a truck had to have screwed that up, and I want to know what that conversation's like. Is there a bigger mess up? I mean, it's not like that happened, by the way, in D.C., which was still a big deal. You know, people are watching the finals. They care about it. It happened in the Pacers media market.
Yeah.
What share were they getting at that moment? What were the ratings? How many thousands of people were shoulder to shoulder in bars and at watch parties? One of the stories they were teasing was a watch party where that station is on. And now the game, as Halliburton's ready to hoist to win the game, is no longer being viewed because the local news guy in a suit is telling you what's coming up at the top of the hour. There, I get that mistakes happen. That one can't. Easy for me to say, that one can't. I just need you to get the finals across the finish line for me. This is not a wrestling match. This is not a NASCAR race. We don't break during the action. We need to see every second of the game, and you can work on everything else otherwise.
Back in the 60s, Grant, that's when stuff like this was still absurd, but more, I don't want to say commonplace, but like you could understand it. In the 1960s, more than 60 years ago, if you're doing your math at home, there was a game between the Jets and the Raiders, a massive game in November. The Jets are up late in the game, and the time went past a certain point, and NBC just switched it over to a movie called Heidi. Now, I don't know what Heidi is. It's not about Mrs. Clary, but it was a movie. And NBC just aired the movie instead of the game. And that was the end of it. No one saw how the game finished. There's no cable. There's no get it on your phone. There's no figure it out.
They owe some people some apologies, I would say.
That was in the 60s. That was in the 60s. This is 2025 in the year of our Lord. You can't do that.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.